The matrimonial covenant by which a man and a woman establish between themselves a partnership of the whole life. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church puts it. But how, do you suppose? How is it that this amazing thing, this consorcio de toda la vida, this partnership of a whole life, how is it that this amazing thing comes to be? The state, of course, has a stake in each marriage, but it cannot tell you what marriage is, and it does not make your marriage. The church has a stake in your marriage, of course, and it can tell you what God thinks marriage is, but the church does not make your marriage. The pastor has a stake in your marriage, of course, and he too can tell you what marriage is, so long as he stays within the tradition. But the pastor does not make your marriage. Neither do the flowers or the candles or the music. Neither does the dress and the tuxedo and the herd of attendants. Neither does the cute ring bearer and the angelic flower girl. Neither does the wedding consultant, especially not the wedding consultant. Neither does the wide range of guests you've invited. None of these make your marriage. None of them. Who then does make it? How is it that it comes to be this amazing thing? Are your eyes on me now? Are you listening to me now? Are you ready now for the simple truth of the matter? You do. You bride and you groom of however many years ago, you do. Just you. That's the heart of marriage as the Catholic Church conceives of it. You create your own marriage just as God created man and woman in the institution of marriage. And how, pray tell, did he do that? Keep it very simple, friends. God loved. God spoke his word. And there it was, this world of ours, bright and light and lovely. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Made in the image and likeness of God, you do almost the same thing on your own wedding day. You love, or you wouldn't even be there. You speak your word. That's why you came. And there it is, the marriage. There it is, this marriage of yours. You stand before a priest, before the church, before the state, but it is your word, your love, your promise, your vow. They all mean the same thing. It is your word that makes the marriage. You gather up when you stand there. You stand before the altar, before the priest. You gather up all that is best inside you. And what you try to do is to condense all of that, all the good things about you. You try to condense that into a single word, a promise, a vow. You try to condense it into a word, and through that word, you give yourselves away, one to the other, and to no one else, and until death do you part. How is it that it comes to be this amazing thing that is your marriage? You make it happen, the two of you. Los esposos, como ministros de la gracia de Cristo, manifestando su consentimiento ante la iglesia, se confieren mutuamente al sacramento del matrimonio. La Iglesia considera el intercambio de los consentimientos entre los esposos como un elemento indispensable, indispensable. ¿Qué hace el matrimonio? Si el consentimiento falta, no hay matrimonio. Your choice, friends. Your word, friends. This makes the world that is your marriage. Just as God made the world through his word, so you make the world that is your marriage through your word. So far, so good. But there is more. And this is the thing that so many young couples fail to understand. There is more. The world God made stands or it falls on the lasting strength of his word. The world you make, the world that is your marriage, it also stands or it also falls on the strength of your word. What I mean is that the Lord has to say yes each day to the world if it hopes to continue in existence. He has to say yes at each moment if it's going to continue. And it's a short step from there to say, the very world of your marriage, it too stands or falls on the strength of the word you pronounce to one another. It stands or falls on how serious you were when you gave yourself away to one and not to anyone else and for all time. But our words are wispy things. Our words are mere sounds in a trembling air. Our human words are fragile things. Our human words are marred by sin, are sin-wounded things. And that's where the trouble is. And let me be blunt about this. Romantic love is normally self-centered. Mainly self-centered. Totally self-centered. That's why you hear him say something like, I love her terribly, because of what she does for me. Self-centered. That's why you often hear her say, I love him because of the way he makes me feel. Self-centered. They are in love with being in love, and in love especially for what it does for each of them. Okay. But real love, ladies and gentlemen, authentic love, genuine love, this is about the other person. It is not about you in the first place and about how love makes you feel. It's about the other, the stubbornly different one who is other than you. You have to grasp the inner dynamic of love if you want to understand this. It is about her. It's not about him. It is about him. It's not at all about her. Marriage is meant to be selfless. Marriage is about being selfless, is about that long, tortuous path from selfishness to selflessness. It is about the other. We celebrate today what you have done in all the years of your marriage. There have been dark times in those years. There have been hard times in those years. There have been ups and there have been downs. All the things that we associate with a long life together. With you today, we rest in the developed love you have for one another. With you, we are utterly lost in wonder at the serious, tested, mature love of which today your marriage sings. All of us in the diocese hear that haunting melody today, no matter how long ago it was for each of you. All of us hear that haunting melody, and we are enchanted by it. So in the name of Bishop Rungart, in the name of the Diocese of Dodge City, I thank God today, and I thank you for filling our world with the song of your marriage.